Well, you can't sing songs like that and not have your heart right, can you? Great songs. If you turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 4, we now go into phase 2 of the question that had been posed before. It's interesting, oftentimes when a question is posed, it brings other questions to light. And apparently that's what it did within this one. The question is, you quoted a verse in 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8, how did Paul know his time had come? We know that his physical was failing. Does God give us a sense of time, of our life drawing near, sense of the end time? We know that in this particular text, he was clear about the fact that his time was near. We know historically, and it's not in the text, but we know historically that he was beheaded by Nero. And we know that at this juncture, he is in prison. So I think it's been made clear to him that Nero is going to behead him. What's interesting about this is that Paul has been through a lot of other near misses. In fact, he makes mention of it within this same chapter. And if you look with me in chapter 4, in verse 17, he talks about another incident. He says in verse 17, "But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me in order that through me the proclamation might be fully accomplished, that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the lion's mouth." So obviously there was another time in which he had come really close to being swallowed up by the lion, and yet the Lord delivered him from that. We know that he was actually rescued in the Colosseum of Ephesus. In fact, a group of men smuggled him out. He wanted to stay, but they smuggled him out for his life, for fear of his life, in Acts chapter 19. And then there's also an interesting passage in Acts chapter 27, if you turn there with me, where it seems to infer, oh, more than that, it says blatantly that he was at the point of death. And he knew that the ship was going to actually wreck. If you pick up with me in Acts chapter 27, he gets on this boat. And it says in verse 9, "And when considerable time had passed, the voyage was now dangerous, since even the fast was already over." In other words, a time of year when the big storms begin to come. "Paul began to admonish them. And he said, 'Men, I perceive that the voyage will certainly be attended with damage and great loss.'" Now, as soon as I heard that, I would say, "I'm off the boat." "Not only of the cargo and the ship, but also of our lives. But the centurion was more persuaded by the pilot." People just don't listen to the pastor, do they? They'll listen to the experts, but they won't listen to the pastor. "But the centurion was more persuaded by the pilot and the captain of the ship than by what was said by Paul." Well, guess what? There was a shipwreck and big damage, and the storm came. And it says this, as now the boat is in pieces and they're floating in the water, and yet Paul declares in verse 22, "And yet now I urge you to keep your courage, for there should be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For this very night an angel of God, to whom I belong, to whom I serve, stood before me. And he said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. And behold, God has granted you all those who are sailing with you. Therefore, keep your courage.'" Once again, point of death, and yet God gave him courage and clearly conveyed to him, "You're not finished yet." What we see in 2 Timothy chapter 4 is that he had finished his course. And I am thoroughly convinced that those that are the Lord's and are walking according to his will and are pursuing the course, God will enable them to finish that course. His statement is, if you look with me, as he's encouraging Timothy as well in 2 Timothy 4, verse 5, "But you be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Is there a case, a time, a point in which God would not help us fulfill our ministry? I would say absolutely not. His statement is in verse 6, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. Once again, how could he know that? Well, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. And I believe the one thing that defined for him that this was the time was that he had finished. He had done everything that God had called him to do. God had called him to be a proclaimer not only of his people to begin with, in which he was cast out of the synagogues, but ultimately of the Gentiles. And he says, and you'll stand before kings and before the Caesar. And this was the final state in which he literally stood before the Caesar in his defense. So we know that God had caused him to finish his course. And he says, which is interesting, the Lord will deliver me, verse 18, from every evil deed and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. I believe that as you're walking according to the will, God gives a comfort, and as in the case of, as you read in Acts chapter 7 of Stephen, while he was being stoned, God gave him the comfort of the heavens being opened. And he says, in the process of death, I see the heavens opened, and I see the Son of Man standing at the right hand of the Father. And I believe that there is a time of great comfort to those who have been walking according to the will of God. We know that according to Scripture, the foolish and the wicked will have a sudden death and will be in great fear in their final days. But there's great comfort, I believe, of those that are walking according to his will. Will he tell every one of us this is exactly the time? I don't know, but I believe that there is a comfort and a sense of the presence of God when it takes place. I remember my father relating back in a time in which you actually died at home. His grandmother was passing away, and he said he was actually able as a child to be there as she was passing away, and she began to describe heaven to the whole family. She says, it's just marvelous, it's wonderful. And when she passed away, the family just rejoiced knowing that she was in the presence of the Lord. So there's a calm and a great confidence when you've been walking with the Lord. This we know. Well, Father, we give you thanks for your word and the comfort that you give us. And certainly our desire is to finish the course. We know that those of us who are walking according to your will, all good is happening. You're causing it to happen, that we might ultimately finish that course and come into your presence. What a wonderful and comforting path you've given us. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.